Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt.
So today's episode is that decision you've made as a leader is causing a ruckus on your campus, in your office, with the people you lead, wherever that might be. How do you handle it? And what do you do? Tessa?
I think this is so powerful because I think as a leader, it's so hard to make the tough call. Right? Like you want to be, most of us want to be collaborative. We want to be inclusive. We want to hear voices. And honestly, I think most of us would love it for always to be a democracy, right? We'd always love like everyone vote, everyone agree, everyone be happy with the solution because you've had some buy-in and some input. And then the hard reality is that it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes you do all of those things. You ask for input, you ask for feedback, and then at the end of the day, you have to make that hard call. And people aren't always happy. And I was thinking about, I recently heard there's a woman who does parenting and her name is Dr. Bailey. And she talks about, even in parenting, but you know, supervision and parenting can sometimes feel a little similar. And so she says, even in parenting, like if we were a pilot on a plane, and let's say we're flying from New York to LA, and as we're flying on the plane, if we were the pilot and the pilot comes across the PA and says, there's been a mechanical problem on the plane, we're going to have to make an emergency landing in Denver. And if the plane was like, no, 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 I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. We wouldn't want the pilot to go, oh, okay, you don't like that? Okay, I'm sorry. Then we'll do the best we can to still make it to LA and hope we don't crash and die. So you need a pilot that's going to be front and center and say, I hear you. It's an inconvenience. It's tough. It's hard. Maybe we give the examples like, you know, we don't want that. We wouldn't want the pilot to spend all of their energy to, you know, have to appease us. But I think when I think about that, I think it really supports me in being, how would I want a pilot to handle that situation? I need the pilot to be empathetic and understanding that this is not what I wanted. It's not my first choice. It's going to make me uncomfortable. It's change. I have to pivot all of those things. And then I also want the pilot to lead with confidence to say, and because I have the best interest of, I'm responsible for everybody. I'm responsible for everything. And I care about you enough to make the hard decisions. I care about you enough that I'm going to have to hold the big picture in mind and know that sometimes decisions I make are going to be really hard and uncomfortable for all of us. And I think we can do that in a way that is respectful, that is empathetic, and still holds that line that says, and not everything is a mutual decision, right? There are times where as a leader, I have to call it. And sometimes it's really, really hard as a leader. And sometimes it's really, really hard for the people that we lead to tolerate that. Because I was thinking of a leader recently and they were sharing something they were going through. And the people that they're leading were uncomfortable with the situation. And they keep saying, well, they're not listening to me. Nobody's listening to me. And I said, I would encourage you to go back and ask, what does listening to you mean? Because if it means that the decision is changed and you get your way, that doesn't mean people aren't listening to you. It means that sometimes we have to hold hard and firm boundaries that are difficult.
I think you make some very interesting points. And I like to say what you're talking about is ethical leadership,
yeah,
right? Where sometimes we have to prioritize what we're doing for the common good of everyone. But those in the moment don't necessarily see it.
Yeah.
And so it's recognizing that as leaders, it's prioritizing the bigger values. And while we want to give voice and decisions to everyone, there are just some times we have to do something that doesn't go against that, but is again for the common good. When you're faced with those tough decisions and it's not going well, think about those principles of being an ethical leader and reminding yourself, what are the priorities? And then be sure you're transparent as you're sharing those decisions that you've had to call it on, because that's why you're the leader. We don't always get to be liked as the leader, and that's why it's considered one of the loneliest jobs in the world, right? Because sometimes you just face into the storm or flying the plane because it's not easy, but you have to trust that you're doing the right thing for all those involved. And then you have to own and be accountable for that decision that is sometimes super tough to call, but you're leading with integrity. You're leading with hopefully fairness, and you're doing the right things because you've looked at all the information, even though others might not always feel that it's in their best interest because change is hard. Tessa, take us home with the challenge here.
Well, I think the challenge for me when I think about this whole concept is really reflect on what kind of a pilot would your staff consider you to be? And really think about, are you a pilot where when the people on your plane, when you try to make a call and they start to have a ruckus or push back, are you keeping the big picture in mind? Or are you saying, oh, okay, I'll do it your way and hopefully we won't crash. So consider what kind of a pilot you are.
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.